We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Albert Breer, here he is. MMQB on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. What's up, Albert?
I'm doing okay. I'm all set up with the news and everything.
Albert, let's begin with... We were talking before Hugh Jackson's press conference today. He sounded like really defeated. I know it was their worst loss of the year. Do you feel like it's kind of make or break right now for Hugh? Because if they lose to Tampa with Kansas City and Pittsburgh coming up the weeks after that, things could get ugly.
Yeah, I think that there is a functional reason why you might make a move. And well, there are two. One, if you feel like he's lost the locker room, and I don't think he has. I think he's done a really good job of kind of keeping those guys on board. The other functional reason why you might make a move is because you want to take a look at someone else as a head coach. And, I don't think it's any secret that Todd Haley and John Dorsey have had a relationship. And so, if there were to come a point in the year where Dorsey were to decide, I need to just check out what it looks like with Todd Haley in charge, I guess that's possible. I still think it's more likely that he gets the full 16 games than he's assessed then, but there are functional reasons why teams do make those sorts of moves in midseason.
Who would be an option, by the way, if the Browns decided to move on? I've speculated, Lincoln Riley, maybe Josh McDaniels. Any ideas as to where they may go if they do make
it? Yeah. I mean, I think you have to think creatively because the well isn't exactly flush with candidates. And part of that is that these jobs have turned over so much in the last 10 to 15 years. It's harder and harder to find guys who are sort of hot, young, rising names. And that's, to be honest, it's one of the reasons why the Rams took the chance on Sean McVay they did, even though he was 30 years old, is they felt like he was better than anybody else out there. And it was like, if we wait an extra year, we're not going to be able to get him, so we might as well just hire him now. I think that you have to think creatively. And so he names two guys that I think, would certainly, merit phone calls. And I think Josh, I think there's positive and negative to going back home for Josh. I think he's a brilliant offensive mind. I think he likes Baker Mayfield, and I think that there'd be reason to believe why he could be the right guy there. Lincoln Riley is obvious as Baker, and because he's an innovative offensive mind, and the question with Lincoln would be how is he going to staff it if he were going to go to the NFL, but there's an obvious one there. And then I think you come up with dark horse candidates, and I'll give you guys one that I think potentially would have a shot there. And it might not be a name that you've heard. You guys know who Matt Campbell is?
Yeah,
well aware of Matt Campbell.
Yeah,
Stark County.
So Matt Campbell's Northeast Ohio native. I believe he's from Massillon.
He went to Massillon. He went to Massillon Perry. Played at Mount Union. Coached at Toledo. Now coaches at Iowa State. I know this.
Right.
Deal.
So I'm just telling you, the scouts that go through there, and this is how word builds on college coaches, right? The scouts that go through there think that he's got a future in his life, and I can tell you, the people connected to John Dorsey really like Matt Campbell. And so there's a natural fit there too. So I think you've got your obvious names, and Josh is one, and I certainly would, pick up the phone and call Josh and see if he'd be interested if I were the Browns. I think he's going to be really good whenever he decides to, take his second shot at it, whether it's in New England or somewhere else. And I think Lincoln Riley is brilliant. And, that would make a lot of sense too. If you want to look at the dark horse route, I think Matt Campbell, not just because he's from there, I think is somebody who could build momentum as we get closer to the end of the year.
We're talking with Albert Breer, Monday Morning Quarterback. Albert, one of the big stories in the league this week is the despicable Vontaze Burfict. I personally don't think the league should suspend him. I think the Bengals should cut him, frankly.
Yeah.
I think he should be suspended for the year. And if any of this happens again, they should kick him out of the league permanently. Will the league do anything? I know the Bengals won't because they're a terrible organization. Will something be done about this guy? Because this behavior is way over the line and way out of control.
Yeah, well, I think if something was going to happen this week, we would know about it by now. Because generally the league tries to get in front of these things by Wednesday, because that's really when the week starts for teams. And so I'm assuming that, you know, what you see at this point is maybe what you get, unless the drumbeat gets louder and louder. We know they can be reactionary in these cases. My guess is anything that's happening this week might be a stern warning. I do know they're aware of it. Look, if they're going to tell players health and safety is the most important thing, and if they're going to fine players for the things they fine players for, if they're going to flag players for the things they flag players for, and if they're going to look at a lot of things that are incidental and sanction players for things that are incidental, I think they've got to be doubly serious about stuff that's intentional. You know, and a lot of the stuff that's happening with Vontaze Burfict looks intentional. And so, in a lot of these cases, part of the problem with the players is the players look at the way the league handles these things and sees inconsistencies. And right now, I think the way a lot of players feel about Vontaze Burfict highlights one of those inconsistencies.
Albert Breer is with us from the MMQB. Albert, there was some speculation that maybe Amari Cooper gets shipped out of Oakland, and I think the Browns should line up and go after him. Do you think, number one, will he be traded, and should the Browns go after him?
He's a potential number one receiver, Dustin. And part of the issue with him last year, I know the Raiders felt like he got a little heavy, and that, you know, he, and not like he got fat, but he put on weight. He got more muscular, and it slowed him down a little bit. I think it's hard to evaluate anyone in Oakland right now because that is just everything there. You know, things have gotten very, very political in that building. And so how you assess one player versus the next might, like, really just boil down to what John Gruden's opinion is on this player or that player, or how he feels about this player or that player, and whether that player is a part of the future. And so, look, I think, you know, Amari Cooper still has the ability to be a really good player in the league. I thought when he came out, he had Reggie Wayne-type talent. Flashed that in year two, was a really good player in year two. Hasn't been the same player since, but I think that's still in him. And I think a big part of it is going to come down to, you know, his desire and his will to get to where he wants to go, get to where he can go. Because there's a reason why the guy was such a high draft pick. There's a reason why the guy was such a productive player at Alabama. There's a reason why, you know, we all thought he was a number one receiver a couple of years ago. That's still in him. I mean, if you're the Browns, I think maybe you look at that and you got to assess if he gets traded, will that give him the jolt to maybe get him motivated to get going and become the receiver that everybody thought he could be when he came out 3 years ago?
We're talking with Albert Breer, Monday Morning Quarterback. Albert, any other big names out there with the trade deadline, 13 days or 12 days away? Any other names you could see moving?
Do you guys have the Raiders roster in front of you?
Everybody's going, huh?
Yeah, I you know what, honestly, I haven't started to make a ton of those phone calls. But I think you look at the teams that are kind of in dire straits right now, and I just give you some names I would call about. The Cardinals, I don't think they have any interest in trading Patrick Peterson. I certainly don't think they'll trade Larry Fitzgerald unless he wants to be traded. I think they feel like they owe him that. But, I mean, you know, Dion Buchanan or Hassan Reddick, guys who were highly drafted that maybe don't fit the system as well. Those would be a couple of guys to look at as potential trade guys. The Denver Broncos, they're getting a lot older. They're going to have some decisions to make. And so you look at their older core. Now, Von Miller's not going anywhere, but he's part of a group of players that's either at or near 30. And so, you know, it looks like their season's going the wrong way. And maybe you ask about Chris Harris, you know, the slot corner who's been a great player for a long, long time there, or Demaryius Thomas or an Emmanuel Sanders. Those are the rocks that I'd be turning over if I was another team right now. Again, I haven't really dug in, and
sure,
I was meeting the last couple of days. I haven't really dug into the trade market, but generally, you know, I look at some of the veterans with big contracts on bad teams.
Yeah. Albert, you know, I'm curious. You know, the running game has changed so much in the NFL, and there's so few bell cow backs, but like, I look at Detroit, and I see Kerryon Johnson, who looks like the first real running back they've had since Barry Sanders. and yet they're splitting carries with LeGarrette Blount. I see Aaron Jones in Green Bay, who looks so much better than the other two backs, and yet he barely gets any touches. Nick Chubb here in Cleveland has looked explosive. He's getting three touches a game as Carlos Hyde plods away at 3.5 yards per carry. I know there's more to it than just running. You got to be able to block and there's other things. But are some teams making mistakes here?
Well, I think a lot of it's the modern offense, too. Well, I think it's, in a lot of cases, and Dustin knows more about this than me, but if you have a back where all he can do is run, it makes it predictable when he's in there. If he can't catch the ball and he can't pass block, he isn't developed in those areas, then that can be a problem. Another issue sometimes can be workload. The players you named are young players. Kerryon Johnson and Nick Chubb are rookies. And so, maybe they're players that you want to see more of down the stretch, and you want to get them, you want to taste them in the early parts of the year so you can still use them at the end of the year. There are all kinds of reasons why young backs don't make it out into the field. I don't think these are, I think a lot of times when you look at the way teams set up their backfield, all you have to do is look at the other back who you don't think should be getting carries. In a lot of cases, those backs do things well to the guys who, are flashier as a runner, as runners may not.
Albert, every single week, Hugh Jackson says, I've got to get Nick Chubb more carries.
Speaking of which,
got to get him more carries. I'm curious, does Hugh Jackson have the authority to say, I want to start him. I want to play. This is who I want to play. This is who I don't want to play.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, see, that's the weird thing, though, is like, he's not the only person in that building who wants to get Nick Chubb more work. I was talking to somebody there a couple weeks ago who said we need to find a way to get him the ball more. And so I think there's that feeling in the building. Some of it's situational, certainly, they've got a good stable of backs with Hyde and Duke there. I think it's eventually going to happen. I think he's eventually going to get more work. And, I think it was the Oakland game, right, where he had 3 carries for 105 yards or whatever it is. We've seen what he can do. I think it's a matter of the coaches finding the right spot to do it. And sometimes in the flow of games, those things can get away from you. But I can certainly tell you, he is not the only one in that building who wants to get Nick Chubb more work.
Yeah, but if he's the head coach, Albert, I don't understand. Like,
why can't he just walk in and say,
Todd Haley's
the play caller?
But yeah, the head coach can't overrule the offensive coordinator?
Well, I don't think the offensive coordinator would have any problem giving Nick the ball more either. I'm just telling you, I can't explain why it hasn't happened yet. I know there's a desire on the part of a lot of people there to get him the ball more. Sometimes it's so situational. I don't know exactly why it hasn't happened yet, but I think it will happen before too long.
Very good. Albert, we appreciate it as always. Keep up the great work. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.